Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Coffee Break German, Season 3, Episode 38. Hallo Leute, ich bin's Marc.
Hallo, ich bin Thomas und willkommen zurück bei Coffee Break German.
Wie geht's dir, Thomas?
Oh, gut, bisschen müde. Ich bin im Nachmittagsloch. Ich weiß nicht, wie geht's dir?
Ach so, Nachmittagsloch. An mid-afternoon hole.
Exactly, the afternoon lull, after lunch. Aber ich freue mich auf diese Episode.
Also ich habe gerade einen Kaffee getrunken.
Das hilft. Das ist der Trick.
Für Coffee Break German, natürlich. We're back with our 38th episode of the course, and indeed our 8th chapter of our story, which is following Lucy and Marianne as they get prepared for going to university, or perhaps not, in the case of Marianne. But we'll find out more in this episode.
Okay, sollen wir die Episode anhören?
Ja, los geht's.
Abgeschickt, seufzt Marianne erleichtert nach dem alles entscheidenden Mausklick und lehnt sich in seinem Schreibtischsessel zurück. Lucy hört ihn gar nicht. Sie sitzt auf seinem Bett und macht das angestrengt aussehende Gesicht, das sie immer macht, wenn sie sich konzentriert. Marianne muss schmunzeln. Sie ist im totalen Organisationsmodus. Plötzlich taucht sie aus ihrer eigenen Welt wieder auf und schaut Marianne begeistert an. »Schau mal, ich habe gestern das Forum für Erstis gefunden«, sagt sie und hält ihm ihren Laptop-Bildschirm entgegen. Ein paar von ihnen studieren sogar angewandte Linguistik, genau wie ich. Ich habe sie auch schon angeschrieben und die scheinen total nett. Eine meinte sogar, dass wir uns gleich am ersten Tag treffen könnten und bei den Orientierungstagen zusammen die Uni erkunden könnten. Das ist so cool! Marianne sitzt nur da und hört Lucys Redeschwall zu. Vor ein paar Tagen hätte es ihn genervt, doch nun ist es viel erträglicher. Er hört ihr sogar gerne zu. Jetzt, wo er selbst auch neue Hoffnungen hat, kann er sich wieder voll und ganz für seine Schwester freuen und sich für ihre Pläne und Erlebnisse begeistern. Und meine Mitbewohnerin habe ich auch schon angeschrieben. Sie heißt Kayla und studiert wohl Geografie. Bin schon gespannt, wie die so drauf ist. Hoffentlich ist sie entspannt und schnarcht nicht. Sag mal, wie sieht's bei dir eigentlich aus? Hast du schon einen Plan B? »Ach, ich schaue noch ein bisschen. Bin mir noch nicht so ganz sicher«, antwortet Marianne beiläufig. Er weiß nicht einmal, wieso er ihr nicht von seinen Plänen erzählt. Eigentlich hat er doch gar keinen Grund dazu. Lucy scheint sich langsam mit dem Gedanken angefreundet zu haben, ohne ihn wegzuziehen. Und obwohl seine Pläne ihre nun nicht mehr beeinflussen, will er das mit seiner Bewerbung trotzdem vorerst nur für sich behalten.
So, we have our 8th chapter of the story, and it seems that Marianne has kind of come to terms with whatever is happening, but we don't know what's happening.
Oh, we don't know very much, but we know, yes, that he's happy to listening to Lucy again, making plans, and this episode is mostly about her or preparing for her studying in the US.
Yeah, because she's had some contact with some of the people she's going to be studying with. So let's find out a little more about that as we go through the episode.
It starts with the word abgeschickt. So something is sent off. And as you said, we don't know what he is doing, but he has submitted something.
Yeah. Curious. So Marianne has submitted something. And what about Lucy?
She's not even really noticing. She's not paying attention because she's in the Organisationsmodus, as Marianne describes it.
Organization mode. Fully focused and concentrated preparing for America.
Exactly. So she's on the Forum für Erstis, like the Forum for the Freshers.
Mm-hmm.
She found some people who are studying the same as she is, applied linguistics. And she's also tried to contact them and has actually arranged to meet some of them.
Yeah. She also, what is that word for ramblings? Redeschwall or something.
Redeschwall, exactly. Like
so
the,
she's having some more of that. Yeah.
And Marian is now, as he said, like he's happy to listening to her, even though it like annoyed him the days before. But now that he has this secret plan and has hope again for his own future, he's quite happy to listening and sharing her passion for the planning.
For the planning, yeah. But this all has something to do with that decisive mouse click that we heard at the beginning. Yeah.
All decisive, der alles entscheidende mouse click, genau. And she's not only found some other students for applied linguistics, she's also been in contact with her roommate, Kyla, who studies geography.
That's right. But Lucy then asks Marianne about his plan B.
Yes, he keeps everything like very, very close to his chest. He doesn't share it with us or Lucy.
That's right.
And he just says like, yeah, he's still considering and he's not even sure why he's not sharing it.
Mm-hmm. But all we get is the word Bewerbung at the end. So some kind of application.
Exactly. I think that is what he sent off. So we don't know what he applied for, but he applied for something.
Yeah. So he still wants to keep it to himself for the time being. Okay, that is almost it for this episode. Of course, we'll be going through the full text in detail in our bonus episode, where you can work through the text along with me and Thomas, and also use the bonus materials, which include the written version of the lesson notes and the video version and our translation challenge.
Genau, aber eine Sache fehlt noch, Mark.
Ach so, noch eine Kleinigkeit.
Genau. Genau, die Kleinigkeit für heute ist aus dem Ärmel schütteln. Any of those words sound familiar?
Right. Der Ärmel?
It comes from your arm, so your Ärmel is your sleeve.
Your sleeve, okay.
And your schütteln.
Schütteln is something to do with shaking.
Yeah, genau. So you shake something out of your sleeve.
So what are you doing when you shake something out of your sleeve?
It means that you do or manage to do something without effort, so very easily. And I think it comes from a time where people had like bigger sleeves and had all sorts of objects hidden or stored in their sleeves, and they could easily shake something out that they needed.
Right, so they were able to shake out what they needed at the right moment.
Genau. And today you use it for something. If, for example, if I say, oh, er schüttelt sich die Antworten aus dem Ärmel. Like, he easily knows all the answers. He just shakes them out of his sleeve.
He shakes them out of his sleeves. So, say that again.
Er schüttelt sich die Antworten aus dem Ärmel.
Er schüttelt sich die Antworten auf dem Ärmel.
Aus dem Ärmel, genau.
Aus dem Ärmel. Wow, okay. Well, we'll need to make a note of this one, just like we've been making a note of all of the Kleinigkeiten from this series. We hope you've enjoyed that. We hope you've enjoyed this episode. Thomas, vielen Dank.
Sehr, sehr gerne. Und wir sehen uns gleich in der Bonus-Episode.
Yeah, in the bonus episode. And you can find that, along with all of the extras, at coffeebreakacademy.com. Tschüss.
Tschüss.
You have been listening to a Coffee Break Languages production for the Radio Lingua Network. Copyright 2023, Radio Lingua Limited. Recording copyright 2023, Radio Lingua Limited. All rights reserved.